It's day two at Farm Progress Show. I'm visiting with Willie Vogt. And Willie, why don't you just tell us a little bit about how day one went? It seemed to be just a big crowd out here the first day.
Well, it was exciting. I mean, it was probably a very strong Tuesday for us, maybe one of the strongest Tuesdays we've seen. Excellent weather, 85 degrees, gorgeous, dry day. Farmers had a lot to see. We've been a lot to talk about, a lot of new equipment. From New Holland to Deere to Case, you name it, everybody's out here. And also the crop protection stuff. The energy of this show just keeps going up, and yesterday kind of showed it. We had a huge introduction with DeKalb, and we just pushed it from there.
Let's talk about the fact that, if I'm right, maybe I'm wrong about this, isn't Wednesday the second day usually the biggest day?
Yeah, it's a mystery to me. I can't figure this out. You run a show for 3 days, and farmers come on day two. And usually it's big, so as big as yesterday was, I'm very interested to see how today goes, because I expect a huge crowd.
Well, all I could say is yesterday it was, you could walk faster than drive a golf cart around here.
Yeah, I have a Gator I use. You know, Gator's the official utility vehicle for the Farm Progress Show. I've got to say that, I guess. But anyway, it was hard to get around. And I tend to walk anyway because I just feel it's the way to go around the show. But, yeah, it was packed.
Well, you got to work off a few donuts and from the media tent or that Gene brings in every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's look at day three. Now, tomorrow we've got the prediction of possibly even having some record heat out here. So what's that going
to
mean?
Well, I expect it to be hot. We're looking at 96 degrees, but I'm looking at no rain. You know, in 2007 at this show, we did 3 days over 100. We can do one day in the 90s. And here's why I'm excited about it. And people go, what do you think? I'm going, it's going to be warm. Well, first of all, Pioneer, Dow, Bear, they all have cool tents. There's a place to sit. We've got cooling stations all over the show site. And here's the thing I want to tell all the farmers listening or anybody that might listen to this. Don't be afraid to drink water. I mean, we had that problem in 07. People wouldn't drink water. All you got to do is hydrate and you can handle this. And the best part for me is no rain means we get field demos. And you can see the whole show, the 300 acres of field demos and the 100 acres of exhibits.
And speaking of field demos, anything you can tell us about how that's going?
Well, I know the trams were full yesterday. Although I talked to the host farmer last night, he stopped me. We were talking, David Brixen. We were chatting a little bit, and he said, I don't know what happened, but at 3 o'clock yesterday, it was the heat. They just left. They all came back to the show site, and everybody, because the show was packed right up. I was surprised, too. At 4:30 last night, 4:45, there was still a lot of people around. It was very busy.
It took a little while to get out of the parking lot, about 5:30 yesterday. I know that much. So just your overall estimation of how things are looking for the show this year.
It's probably one of our best shows. And we love this location. I mean, going to the permanent biennial sites has been a great thing for us because, face it, even if we have a rain, okay, we lose field demos, but we have a site you can come to, you can walk on, you're not going to get muddy, and it's the good infrastructure. Yeah, we're having a great show.
All right, wonderful. Get a little bit of a update on how things are going, what the progress is at the Farm Progress Show from Willie Vogt. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.